Wayne Messmer is an iconic voice in Illinois, serving as a professional speaker, broadcaster, actor, author, and, of course, singer. He's also an Illinois Wesleyan University graduate. Messmer joins us in studio for an interview with GLT's John Norton.
Wayne Messmer, great to have you in the studio.
I thank you, John. It's fabulous to be in the luxurious studios of WGLT. Hey, man, there's nothing better than coming back to a spot where you just sit down and you can get things done. People are so hung up, I think, on fanciness. We sit down here today in a studio that reminds me of a few years back when I was kicking around and going down to Decatur to do a newscast on a weekend while I was a student at Wesleyan.
Oh, really? I did not know you did
that. Yeah, and then in Chicago, kind of kicking and scraping and trying to find something, and they keep telling you no.
Are you saying our studios look a little dated? Is that what you're getting
at? I'm saying it brings back a fabulous memory of saying at a time in my life when I wouldn't take no for an answer.
That's so diplomatic. I love that. Wayne Messmer is in town this weekend. He is being honored as a 2017 Illinois Wesleyan Distinguished Alumnus. That's quite an honor.
I can't imagine how many thousands of other Wesleyan alums are asking for a recall.
Was it a surprise to you?
How
did you find out about it?
I get a phone call, say, would you be open to accepting this? And I thought, I said, okay, it must be a mistake. And then I thought about it. I mean, I would leap at the opportunity as a professional speaker and singer and broadcaster and all those fun things to be able to come out here back to town and be able to do a little bit of all of those things in one weekend is wonderful. I'm doing a thing this afternoon over on campus at Wesleyan at 2 o'clock doing the business of music.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that in just a minute as well. Was it 1968? You decided you're going to Illinois Wesleyan University.
It was about 1970. I came down as a transfer student.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But so why did you come to Wesleyan? What drew you to the Titan School?
Honestly?
Yeah.
The viola.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the girlfriend who played it.
Which order goes first, the girlfriend or the viola?
She just happened to play viola.
Okay.
But she was going to Wesleyan.
So she plays the viola or you played the viola?
She did. So that was my lure to the university. I tell you, I am so fortunate to have fallen into this Wesleyan bed of roses. The distinguished alums of Wesleyan, I think, is a lengthy list. Wonderful, wonderful people. I'm just happy I could carry the flag, that I made a little something out of myself, and very proud to talk about coming back and struggles that I had, and we're going to share some of that with students tomorrow morning in the library over at Wesleyan. I will give a talk that I call From Wesleyan to the World Series.
Well, even coming back to campus for any reason from out of town can cause someone to reflect, right?
Oh, no doubt.
An honor like this probably really causes you to reflect. This is a body of work you're being honored for. What are you reflecting on as you come to campus this weekend?
I stood right about at the exact spot where my life was truly changed. One of the professors grabbed me by the shoulder and specifically said, you're fooling a lot of people, but you're not fooling me. Meaning, do you want to do something with this gift that you have of your voice? Or do you just want to kind of use natural talent and fake it till you make it or you don't? And gave me that encouragement to say, if you want to do something professionally, significantly, you got to build the right foundation. And I had been cruising along and I was a French horn player, so nobody expected me to really be able to sing. And the director was Dr. David Knott, who's now passed away. Was a director of the collegiate choir there, which I was in. And he said, show up at my studio and we'll start talking.
He's the guy that was telling you.
He was the guy, man. He You know, he kind of put that Vulcan death grip on my shoulder. He was a big guy, like 6'6". Showed up at his studio the next morning, and that's when my, I think that's when my life began in terms of realizing the God-given gift of the voice. Because on my business card, it says Vox Humana. I do everything I can to use the human voice. Voiceover, broadcasting, narration, singing, motivational speaking, audiobooks. It's all right there.
Are you saying you didn't realize you had that gift, or
No.
You were taking it for granted at the time?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wayne Messmer is the voice you're hearing, a 2017 distinguished alum at Illinois Wesleyan University. He's in town this weekend to receive that honor, and he's doing a number of other things, including singing the national anthem at the football game tomorrow afternoon against Carroll College.
12:30.
I'm John Norton. This is GLT Sound Ideas. Jazz. I want to ask you about jazz. GLT is a jazz station.
Beautiful, man. I'm telling you, I do a Sunday night jazz show.
Yeah.
We did up at a public radio station up in the Chicago area, in the WDCB. And am I able to mention such thing?
Oh, absolutely. In Glen Ellen.
Yeah, in Glen Ellen. And 90.9 if you're close to the stick, but not from down here. And it's cool. It's kind of like Wayne the Dude. You know what I mean? It's the... you're coming into my radio lounge for an hour, and you want to hear some piano music? Man, I might as well have Oscar Peterson play for us, you know? You want to sing? Yeah, let's bring Ella over. Let's do Mel Torme. Let's do Johnny Hartman.
Oh, wow. So that's my question then. What's in your wheelhouse? The Great American Songbook, free jazz? It sounds like you're more leaning toward the Great American Songbook.
I'm the songbook guy. I love standards done well. I love female vocalists. One that is going to be on campus with me during this Business of Music piece that we're doing at Wesleyan. And she is a Milliken grad and a tremendous singer from Chicago.
What's her name?
Angel Specia. And she's marvelous. And so she'll be part of this thing. And we're going to show a lot of different styles of music. It's kind of how to turn a personality and disorder into a career, you know. With I Have One Medley, it will be 8 completely different styles of music that I'll be singing. So it'd be fun, you know?
Well, I hinted earlier when you were talking about a panel you're on this afternoon, you've got a music education degree from Illinois Wesleyan, your undergraduate in psychology, right, for your master's and PhD?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're on a panel for the music business this afternoon. What are you talking about? What's your angle?
Our angle is to try and be real and relevant, and we have 3 professional peeps who have done it for a long while. We're not going to break any hearts, but we'll try and be honest, talk about what it takes about keeping your ears open, and what does a leader expect when you show up on a gig. Talk about gigs, talk about money, talk about versatility, and improvisation, reading, not reading. You know, if you want to be a pianist and you want to do a gig, you better know the standard tunes, and you better know them in more than one key. That kind of stuff.
Music business has always been a tough business. It's even tougher now, isn't it?
Well, it's horrible. You know, the crazy thing about it is the fact that back in when I was here, for example, my Ron Bedell, who is the third person of the trio of the music business piece, and I were here. He was my pledge son, and we played a gig here for a long while in Bloomington, the duo of Ron and Wayne. And it was a real rough around the edges, you know. I played drums, which I don't play. He played organ in a bar, the Fond du Lac Club, it was called. I don't know if anybody even remembers this place. But the organ that was kind of like the keys were from all of the nicotine. They were brown and black, you know.
Where was the Fond du Lac? Do you remember?
Man, it was downtown, right on the edge of downtown.
Normal or Bloomington?
It was in Bloomington.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta see if we can find that.
Sorry to interrupt you.
I've never
heard of that club.
The musical stylings of Ron and Wayne. So we'll be you know, the band is back together.
Cool.
Today for that.
Very cool. Wayne Messmer is our guest on GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. He's in town to accept the 2017 Distinguished Alumnus Award this weekend, and wow, that's pretty cool. That's really cool. You're a versatile guy. This is a body of work you're being honored for, and I don't have enough pages for all the things that you do in your life. You're SAG-AFTRA. You're a, that's the Actors Union. It looks like one of the latest things that you're up to is a one-man play or
one-man show.
It's called Damien.
Damien.
It's about a priest.
I didn't write it. Yeah, it's about
You did or didn't write it?
No, I did not write it. It was written by Aldith Morris in 1977. It's about a Belgian priest who went to the island of Molokai in Hawaii. And there he lived and worked and ministered and ultimately died among that group of the lepers. And it's powerful. It's one man and show. It's me for 90 minutes in cassock and collar and telling the stories as Damien.
Is it music too?
No music. Okay. You know, it's like, you could make a joke about what song. You need Mel Brooks to write music for
an island of lepers.
Well, it was actually a peninsula, to be specific about it.
What drew you to do this show?
The character of Father Damien.
What was he like?
He was tough. He was a guy who didn't mind standing up and battling with the bishops or the Board of Health, and being a tremendous advocate for those who otherwise would have no voice whatsoever. I like that. To pretend to be that guy for 90 minutes is tremendously humbling.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton, and Wayne Messmer is in the studio. We're excited to have you in here. You're the guy that a lot of people know as a national anthem guy. You sung so many times for Chicago Cubs games. You sang for Chicago Blackhawks games for years, the Chicago Wolves now. You sang this week at Wrigley Field, isn't it?
Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah. Were you the good luck charm?
I was not a good luck charm. That game we lost 5-0. So never take credit for a win, because otherwise they will blame you for the
for
loss.
The loss, sure. Okay. When was the first time you sang the national anthem? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was in Franklin Park. I was in graduate school at Loyola and would kind of scrimmage with the hockey team and have some fun. And I said, you need an announcer to do this. I would go to the games. You know, Loyola goal scored by number. And I would do that and just have some fun and play a cassette recording. I don't know if you kids know what that is. Cassette recording, and it busted one day. It was Kate Smith, and it just, you know, kind of died out. I'll just sing it. Okay. So I go, oh, sing, and I tore loose. And all the guys are going, holy, what is that? I said, well, yeah, I can sing. Well, okay, do it again. So I did it. That exposure somehow at a radio station was carrying the Chicago Sting soccer games, and I kind of weaseled my way into an invitation to come out and sing. They said, do it again. Yeah, okay, do it again. Okay, do it again. Pay me, and I will. You know, and then that turned into something. And then I was the announcer who introduced myself for a number of years, a number of situations, being the stadium announcer and the singer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please join me, Wayne Messmer. And it was kind of weird at first, but then I knew my name would be pronounced properly, too. But it was cool. And did White Sox for 3 years, and then 33 years now with the Cubs.
You have sung this so many times. Is it hundreds? Is it thousands?
I'm closing in on 5,000.
5,000. Okay. Yeah. I want to play one particular one, and you'll know it, from 1991, the NHA All-Star Game. It was at Chicago Stadium back in the day. I want to play just a little bit of that, okay?
Oh, yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Let's see if we can play this here. Was right after the Gulf War started in 1991.
Day and a half after it had begun. And
yeah.
we were
It was
afraid.
Electric in there.
We were afraid. That was the most legitimate spontaneity that I've ever seen. That lit a tremendous fire of patriotism at that moment. And it was both the Canadian and the United States national anthems. And they still make noise during the anthem at Blackhawks games, and it was born a few years before that, in about 1985, all in Chicago Stadium. Noise for noise sake bothers me, and I'm often asked about that.
Yeah,
like a preseason game, if you're standing there screaming, no, you're missing the point. That was a moment where what you are gifted to do and what you are requested to do, meet in the same intersection. That's magical. That's a moment. And I knew it needed to be done right. That recording and the video of that opened and closed every local Chicago and every national newscast that night.
Wow.
So you can imagine, I mean, I'm standing in my home, you know, with a clicker in my hand, as us fellas naturally do, instinctively, flipping the channels, going, wow, man, that was a cool day. It was really a cool day.
And you're singing tomorrow afternoon at the homecoming game in Tucci Stadium.
It'll be my best performance ever. People say, what's your favorite? My next one.
Have you ever sung at Wesleyan?
Oh, yeah.
The National Anthem?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be special, though. This is your 2017 Distinguished Alumnus Performance.
I'm deciding whether to add some choreography, perhaps a lovely new outfit. I'm not quite sure, but it's going to be great. This is so flattering to have what's happening for me this weekend. I'm overwhelmed. I mean, I love having gone to Illinois Wesleyan. I tremendously embrace ISU as part of a magnificent community of Bloomington Normal that I just think highly of.
Wayne Messmer, thank you for joining us in the studio. Welcome back to Bloomington for the big honor. It's nice to meet you and talk to you face-to-face. We're live on the air right now in the GLT studios.
How cool is that?
It's very cool.
All right, man. Group hug. Here we go.
I'm John Norton.
And you're listening to the Illinois Wesleyan University Collegiate Choir, in which Wayne Messmer once sang, "This is Sound Ideas."